It's Monday, so let's celebrate the working life. We're talking to the people who do the jobs you sometimes don't see or don't think about. If you live anywhere in the valley, you may notice tagged walls or bridges. In Tempe, the graffiti abatement program works to keep neighborhoods and streets free of graffiti and unlicensed posters and stickers. Today, we step into a day on the job cleaning up graffiti.
358-360.
60.
What's your 20?
Well, we're on Fish Street.
All right, hang out there. I'll be there in just a second.
Okay.
My name is Philip Chandler. I'm a transportation worker too for the city of Tempe, and I run the graffiti abatement program. We are responsible for removing any graffiti, posters, stickers citywide that the residents in the city have deemed offensive or illegal or anything along those lines. It's going to depend on what it is and how big it is. We could be at a location anywhere from a minute to hours on end.
Every truck is equipped with a airless sprayer that allows us to hook up the 5-gallon paint buckets. It's the most effective way to apply the paint to the surface with as little waste as possible. Most of the time, people don't realize how much graffiti they actually have in their alleyways until they get out and walk around. We have areas of this city that get tagged every day. Even when the police put up hidden cameras, they still get tagged. Every truck is also equipped with a high-pressure washer so that graffiti on concrete, sidewalks, certain things, we can pressure wash off with a heated high spray water. This bridge is painted at least once a week. Let me grab my sprayer.
Nobody wants to drive through their neighborhood and see their walls tagged or their cars tagged or their entire city tagged. The downside with graffiti is we don't know what we're going to find on a day-to-day basis. Today it could be here, tomorrow it's over there, and it's back over there, and now it's back over here. But we do the best job we can.
That's Philip Chandler cleaning up graffiti in Tempe.